Wonderful to be here, and thank you for this great meeting, and all the times you take care of so many things, and for recording this, and I really appreciate the work you did on the recordings, and I'm ever so blessed and thankful. I wanted to let you know that. And as you can see, I was at the hairdresser, and I'm very blessed. I was in a shopping mall yesterday, and the only thing I couldn't do, because I don't have the injections, is go and sit down in restaurants and eat. So that's all. My helper read me around, and it was just so great to be able to go out and get out. And the funny thing was that, at the very end of the shopping mall, there was a new hairdresser shop. And of course, with the hairdresser shop, you have to have injections or tests. And they are doing the tests in the shop. You have to pay for it. You take the test, it's negative, and off you go. And it was so great that at the end, the owner said to the employer that she charged only half the price for the test. And that blessed me very, very much. And all the shopping went great. I got a great coat and a great hat, and God blessed me really, really much. And so I don't know what happened to the internet. I don't know why it went off. And all I did, what I did was, okay, God, it's gonna come on again. You do take care of it. And that's it. I was in the bathroom when I heard the internet getting on again, and was like, oh, okay. So I was really, really happy that happened really quick, and that I don't have to wait to tomorrow morning. So those sharings really, really blessed me, and I love you all, and I don't know what to share anymore, but
Jonathan, remember we prayed for Jonathan, okay. And you told me that he was not opening up. Remember when we prayed?
Right.
What happened on that Saturday?
He came, and he was a different person.
Yeah.
That's what God did for me, for blessing me, and him too, of course. And it was great. It was great to have him, and it was great to be with him, and no sweats at all. And praise to God. And I'm really, really thankful for what he's done and is still continue to do. Because I'm striving to get the spiritual reality into the physical reality. And I'm praying every day that God help me with that, and that I'm healed. I know I'm healed.
Yes.
And no matter what the what the doctor says and how they treat me, which is really bad because I don't want to go back on the chemotherapy. So they decided, well, if you do that, there's nothing else we can do for you, and yeah, no blood tests running, nothing anymore. Just to put pressure on me.
Yeah.
I don't let myself put under pressure and say to God that He's healed me, and so I'm looking forward to make the days that I have to the fullest, living to the fullest. Today I was sleeping in the afternoon. I took a breath, and I wasn't tired at all. And tonight, and I'm really thankful for God for working in me mightily to will and to do of His good pleasure, and expect the greatest things in life when you go to God and live for Him and do what He is telling you to do. Yeah, obey. That's the biggest thing. Obey.
Yeah.
Obey Him and like Kim said, life to the fullest. Glory to God.
Amen. Wow.
Yeah.